Hello, this is Tony Heller from RealClimateScience.com, setting the record straight about science. Sweden has, for all intents and purposes, defeated coronavirus, without lockdowns, without masks, and without vaccinations. This graph shows daily deaths in Sweden attributed to COVID-19. Like many other countries, nursing homes in Sweden got infected, and back in April they had a big spike in deaths. But since then, deaths have been steadily declining, and hardly anyone is dying in Sweden anymore from COVID-19. And the number of daily new cases in Sweden is also sharply declining. They are very close to or at herd immunity. Unlike almost every other country in the world, Sweden took a science-based approach. They attempted to isolate their elderly and vulnerable population while allowing the virus to spread through low-risk groups. And at the same time, they educated their public about what they're doing. So Sweden has very little fear of the virus compared to many other countries. In many places like Australia, the United States, and New Zealand, people live in terror of the virus because they are victims of propaganda. But Sweden, by using science and education, avoided this situation. Sweden's success creates a huge problem for totalitarians. They want people to believe that lockdowns, masks, and vaccinations are essential to defeat the virus, but Sweden showed that simply isn't true. So there's been a giant propaganda campaign launched against Sweden. I discussed this yesterday with my very liberal friend from Fort Collins, and she told me, "Sweden has the fifth highest death rate in the world. They failed." Another favorite complaint is, "Sweden had a much higher death rate than Norway and Denmark." Now let's look at the actual statistics of death rates. New York City had by far the highest death rate in the world, followed by New Jersey, New York State, Massachusetts, Connecticut, San Marino, Louisiana, Rhode Island, Belgium, the District of Columbia, Peru, Mississippi, Andorra, Michigan, Illinois, Spain, the United Kingdom, and Italy. All of these places locked down. And then next in the list is Sweden, which never locked down and never mandated masks. Sweden had a lower death rate than many other countries in Europe, and they did it without masks, without lockdowns, and without superstition. Furthermore, the 6,000 deaths they did have in Sweden were much lower than the 100,000 deaths which were predicted by models and by Swedish newspapers. By any reasonable metric, Sweden has done spectacularly well. But even Donald Trump is bashing Sweden. He doesn't want to admit that he took bad advice, allowed the governors to get out of control, and put 40 million people out of work for no reason. The death count in Sweden was much, much lower than the models predicted. But the death count is a straw man argument anyway. The key point is that Sweden has defeated the virus without lockdowns, without masks, and without vaccinations. None of those things are necessary. Governments who are determined to oppress their citizenry don't want people to know the truth. So they use every excuse they can to bash and ignore Sweden. That's why I've been working so hard over the last few months to get the word out about Sweden's success. People need to understand that their government's attempts to oppress them are exactly that. It's not about science, and it's not about public health. It's about controlling people and taking away their freedom and civil rights. It's about implementing the Green New Deal. Toto has never been chained up, and he has no interest in having his freedom taken away. You can visit him on the web at realclimatescience.com.